energy in the arena tonight was unbelievable. It was crazy, and it feels good. You know, we're happy that we're able to clean here in Milwaukee. We're happy that we are going to the third round, and we're happy that you know the people are into it. I don't think I've ever seen people in Milwaukee be so excited about basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Bucks podcast. The Bucks are up 3-2 off the heels of a 123-112 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. They did not have Giannis. The Hawks did not have Trae Young. The Bucks had four players step up. It's an incredible game. We have a lot to talk about. I'm joined today by my co-host Alex Eichstedt. Alex, how you doing?
Woo!
What a victory. Huge for the Bucks to get that victory in Game 5. Milwaukee was buzzing. The Deer District was going crazy. A lot of players showed out, and I'm excited to talk about it. So thanks for having me, and let's dive into it.
Absolutely. This was a game where you didn't really know what was going to happen going into it.
No.
The Bucks had plenty of talent. Like, the more you looked at it from a logical perspective, the Bucks had a big 2, and Atlanta had a big 0. If Trae Young couldn't go and Giannis couldn't go. And let's just say, great news that Giannis, you know, he looks to be okay. We kind of had a feeling he'd be okay, knock on wood. And, you know, the man's just superhuman. He's superhuman. Not many people are like him. He's an outlier on the graph. And it's amazing that to hear that he'll likely return, hopefully soon. But really, this game, if you look at it from a logical perspective going into it, you're like, oh, the Bucks have more talent. They have more superstars. You know, they have more all-stars. They have more high-level players. Whatever it may be, more experience, and your real life lens was like, I've seen this team. You know, I don't know. This team completely collapsed when their star went down in Giannis. So it wasn't really like you knew what was going to happen with this game. The Bucks are one of those teams that was very inconsistent. So you could have gotten, as a viewer, you could have gotten the Bucks dominating this game, or you could have gotten the Bucks completely getting rolled over in this game despite the Hawks not having Trae Young. And sure enough, the Bucks ended up walking away with a victory. So really, there were four there, you know, the whole team played well, but really there were four players that kind of went off. And Al, you just want to give him props real quick.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Middleton, 26 points, 8 assists, 13 rebounds in 45 minutes. He really carried the load. And then Brooke Lopez, 33 points, 7 rebounds, 14 of 18 from the field. He was an absolute monster, dunking, really living in the paint. I mean, Brooke, we said, hey, imagine how awesome it would be if Brooke gave you 20. He gave you 33. Bobby Portis also put up 20. He had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists on 9 of 20 shooting. And Drew Holiday also with 9 of 20 shooting, going for 25 points, 13 assists, and 6 rebounds. So just immediate thoughts when I'm looking at that big three is, boy, oh boy, did Brooke Lopez ball out. I mean, from monster dunks to just highlight plays, Brooke Lopez, he really showed that he's still dominant when he needs to be. It's almost like that scene in Tommy Boy when the big funny guy has to get down into the business and start making sales. I mean, Brooke Lopez, the funny guy, when the going gets tough, he was real tough in the paint, and he scored like a lot of points for the paint tonight for the Bucks. So that was really exciting to see.
Yeah, for me, Lopez, just seeing Lopez go out there and play center. You know, usually Lopez, you could say they used to call us a stretch four before they just accepted that everyone in the NBA should be able to shoot threes 24/7. But back, like, even like 3 years ago or 5 years ago, they used to call what Lopez is like a stretch four. And Lopez has obviously been groomed as a center, and he's played like center his entire life. So it's really amazing when he goes back to playing center. And tonight he was just like, I told myself I'm not laying it up. I'm only dunking.
And he was a monster.
He truly stayed to that. He played amazing. Lopez, you really just can't say enough about his game.
No, you cannot. And so he really jumped out. 33 points from him. That's what the Bucks needed. You were hoping to get 30 out of Chris and Drew. You end up getting 30 out of Lopez. So we ran a poll asking Bucks fans,
Player of the game.
Player of the game and 65%.
Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton, or Jrue Holiday. All these players we just listed. And guess what the results were?
Brook Lopez, 65% of you Bucks fans voted he was the player of the game. Then came Bobby Portis in second with 19% of the vote. Jrue Holiday had 14%. And Chris Middleton had 2%. And I think you could argue for Bobby Portis or Jrue Holiday either way. Bobby Portis having a playoff career high in his first playoff start. I mean, talk about a monster living up to the challenge that we said we would probably have to fill. He was the energy guy, had to bring the energy. And then Jrue Holiday just in control from the first moment of the game. KG, what do you have to say about Bobby Portis and Jrue Holiday?
Yeah, you know, really in regards to Bobby Portis and the supporting cast entirely, I kind of had it in my head. I was like, you know, it's just been forever since we've had a game where, like, a bench player, like a supporting cast member has just, like, gone off and won us the game. The last time I recall it was Bryn Forbes in game two of the Miami series. You know, he kind of went off, truly, like, altered the game. And, you know, that game was kind of, like, altered because of that player going off. And really tonight was, you could argue that was Bobby Portis. You could argue that was also Brook Lopez. Like Brook Lopez, in my opinion, is part of the supporting cast, even though he's so much more than that. So it's not like a diss at Brook Lopez by any means. But I consider the Bucks to be like the big three and then the supporting cast.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I view the team. And, you know, both those guys, like the supporting cast, they both turned in really huge performance. Like, you wonder what was said in the speech from Giannis. He made a tweet, he made a post, he basically sent a message. If you wipe away the names of what he did, he sent a message. He said, you know, hold on, give it your all right now. I'm coming back,
and he's coming, and the Bucks are gonna do
strong. That's what you did, Bucks fans. Congratulations to you guys, you girls, everyone listening in. We just want to thank everyone, the new listeners, the returning listeners. The Bucks are one game away from the NBA Finals.
Can you believe it?
One game away.
What does this feel like to you, KG? It almost feels like the Bucks have just somehow found themselves in this position. It's like you said about the cards they were dealt. The Bucks were dealt the cards that they would have Jrue and Chris, no Giannis in the Eastern Conference Finals. Everyone would take that. So what are some of the things, Cage, that the Bucks can do in Game 6 and take away from Game 5 and apply towards Game 6 in?
Man, you know, I think the number one thing is it's got to be that the committee is expected to perform. You know, Chris, he's going to have to carry this team. Jrue is going to have to carry this team until Giannis gets back. And the committee has to help those two guys. You're taking away the guy with maybe the highest usage rate, most likely the highest usage rate on the team, if you line up the numbers. I just want to confirm that Giannis, I'm 99% sure, has the highest usage rate. Basically, if you take the guy with the highest usage rate on the team away, you have to fill that massive gap of scoring. Usually it's the best player who has the highest usage rate. And, you know, Brook Lopez showing out, really just putting up a performance that no NBA forecast machine could really come up with.
He was kind of the thought that I had earlier today, you know, pre-game. I was like, what about Lopez? Everyone's sleeping on Lopez. Yeah. Here's a guy that was a franchise leader in points.
No one was thinking he'd do it. No, I mean, like, very few people. Maybe Robin was, but very few people were expecting that kind of performance today, and it really helped the Bucks win the game. Bobby Portis, you kind of had a feeling something like this was coming, and maybe it should have been clearer, perfect storm-wise, where he's been building towards something like this. He's been putting up very, very, very efficient stats in the limited sample size of this series he's been given. So when Giannis goes down, you know, get well soon, Giannis, Bobby Portis minutes get a huge injection. Bobby Portis, all of a sudden, stats get a huge inflation just because he's doing the same thing in just more minutes. So I think that's the biggest thing heading into Game 6 is you got to have the committee expect they have to contribute.
He looked like a starter. Bobby Portis looked like a starter for a lot of teams. Here he is in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's crazy, you know, and so we kind of you know, we talked about it last time, how if the Bucks won Game 5, They go back to game six with really no pressure on them. Trae Young is, maybe he'll come back. You know, maybe Giannis will be back. We'll see what happens with Giannis. You know, some people are saying he's going to be out a few weeks. Some people are saying he's day by day. We know he's superhuman, so normal things don't apply to him. He might come back to help his team. Nothing's actually absolutely been ruled out of the question, so we'll just keep super close tabs on that on him. So make sure you check out Ike Bucks on Twitter periodically. Just make sure any new Giannis updates, we'll make sure you get him up there as fast as we can. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Bucks now have no pressure on them in game six. Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, they can go and play loose. The supporting cast can go play loose. Let's hope they don't come out flat. And let's hope after playing, like, you know, almost 20, if not 20, yeah, they'll be playing 20 playoff games, slightly under 20 playoff games at that point. You don't come out flat. Like, the Bucks have come out flat their fair share of...
This is deep in the playoffs. Deep,
like, playoff games. And it's too deep in the playoffs to keep coming out flat. So let's hope the Bucks just come out, fight them tooth and nail, have a talent gap, two stars versus zero, and take it home in game six.
I got a question for you, Cage. What do you think was the big difference maker early on?
I think Giannis delivered a message.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I think the Bucks, they came out with Jrue playmaking. I think Chris Middleton hit that dirty three. We saw that early on. That, like, crossover in front of his face splash.
I do think that...
That injected
some confidence.
The fact
that some of the shots went in early played a huge role in the confidence booster.
Yeah, especially for guys like Chris and Jrue who struggled, really, the game before. And here's the thing that we were talking about. Okay, what happens if the Bucks win game five? They won by 20 points. Can you really trust the Bucks in game six? Like,
can you really trust the Bucks in game six? We spoke about it. The start's going to be critical.
You
hope they don't come out flat. You talk about what went well tonight. They didn't come out flat. Early shots went down.
Brooke Lopez in the paint. I mean,
Can you trust the Bucks in game six on the road?
Hyped for that guy.
This is Nate McMillan getting his team up for potentially the last game of their season. A special season for Atlanta. So it's like they could come out playing inspired ball, hero ball that's not the selfish hero ball. The kind of ball that can win them a game six and get them to game seven. And the Bucks are going to be tired. They're going to wish they had Giannis. They may have Giannis. They may not. But we'll see what happens. You know, the Bucks can win this game.
I feel really good coming off of game five like that. Like, convincing win. Offense seemed to be in rhythm. You know, players were making the extra pass early. You saw that from PJ. You saw that for a lot of guys to get the dunks. Lopez was getting those clean look
Brooke
dunks.
Lopez was getting massive dunks. And he should be more assertive. It's like the guys in today's NBA, they're still these most athletic specimens you've ever seen. But compared to the NBA 10 years ago, or even 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, even 5 years ago, the amount of uncontested dunks in today's NBA and very lightly contested dunks, I will say,
all-time high,
off the chain. Exactly. Even 5 years ago, there wasn't this kind of lightly contested or uncontested dunk, let alone 20 years ago. So just one of the things you can take advantage of if you're Brooke Lopez. Like, these young Atlanta Hawks players, Bogdan Bogdanovich, Danilo Gallinari, John Collins. You know, Clint Capella's the only guy there who's going to actually defend the rim with any authority.
Can't let him stop you, Brooke. Brooke was doing work on the defensive end, too. I think that goes without credit. But I think bringing it back to the confidence after this game, I would expect this to go seven. And here's why. Teams they play better with their back against the wall. One team against back against the wall, one team without their backs against the wall. You're going to see players, you know, really dive for it, and it'll be about the Bucks matching that intensity in Atlanta. Can the Bucks, like, hang on early through the early storms and then win it late, maybe?
Well, here's something crazy to think about. You know, we said – I initially predicted Bucks in six. We said Bucks in seven was an absolute possibility.
And if there's any reason for the Bucks to, you know, go Bucks in seven, the Bucks would absolutely do that, because that's just like a very Milwaukee Bucks franchise type thing to do. But really, the thing to think about is this. Chris Middleton tonight, he had 26, 13, and 8. 10 for 20 from the field, 2 for 6 from 3. A very exceptional game.
50%.
An exceptional game under high-pressure circumstances. And at the same time, something that we know he can do so much more than. So we spoke last time about how, what if the prophecy all along had something to do, we know it has something to do with Chris Middleton, but what if Chris Middleton played a larger role in the prophecy than anyone knew and was potentially about to unleash an unlikely, explosive 44-point Chris Middleton performance in Game 6 and just put the Atlanta Hawks away? You know, we talked about last time just what might happen in Game 5 if the Bucks came out strong. Sure enough, here we go. 3-3-2, ready to close out the series. Chris Middleton had a great performance. Like we said, he had an exceptional performance, but it really wasn't his highest levels. So it's like, what if Chris Middleton, who kind of is like rounding into form, like this is one of his games where he's still assuming superhero duties.
Finding his shot back.
Finding his like true powers, finding his shots, finding his technique, embracing it mentally, a combination of all those things. And in this next game, he comes out, like, maybe Giannis is there, maybe he's not. But this next game, Chris comes out and throws up a 44 spot or something like that. And just slams the door shut on the Atlanta Hawks team that's just depleted. Drew throws up, like, a 25 spot, you know, something like that. Then you got the supporting cast doing their thing once more. That's entirely possible. Is that going to happen? We'll see. We'll see.
Supporting cast usually shows up at home, which is why you're able to see Atlanta win Game 5. Or Atlanta win Game 4, Bucks win Game 5.
That's interesting.
I would expect if the Bucks did win Game 6 to have some Middleton miracles on our hands. Some Middleton magic, maybe. But I think Game 6 is lower pressure for the Bucks. You know, you talked about how what would have happened if they had lost Game 5. Then the Bucks are going into a Hail Mary situation.
Hail Mary.
In Atlanta. Nothing really looking right. Trae Young may be coming back. Now it's like Trae Young, is he a desperate move? Do you bring him back? You almost have to question if it's like, if he's not fully healthy, will he help your team win?
I think he's going to be back. I think he's going to be back, just given what just happened with James Harden. I mean, Kyrie Irving was out, but that was a severe, severe
ankle sprain.
I mean, it looked really bad. We'll see what, like, not saying Trae Young's isn't. You know, everyone's got their own different body types.
Didn't look nearly as bad.
But I think Trae Young, just the way he was celebrating, the way he was posing in those unique postures, I think that he can give it a go. And I think with his season on the brink, they've sat him out 2 games. They've given the Bucks 2 gifts in that regard. I think he's going to come back. And I think if this goes to Game 7, I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to come back.
I mean, Reggie said that he had been in the 13 years without ever making it to the finals.
That's right.
And so it's like, I hope these players do realize that and realize that this could be a once-in-a-career thing for some guys. And that's why maybe you will see these appearances that KJ mentioned. We'll put up a poll, Bucks fans. If you think Trae Young's going to play, if you think Giannis is going to play, we'll find out which percentage of you think we'll see Ice Trae and the Greek Freak in Game 6.
So Jeff T got some minutes. That didn't work out well.
Oh, gosh. That was horrible. That was horrible. Call it what it was, Cage. Jeff T threw a horrible lazy pass. That was some terrible Bucks. It's like he wasn't ready for the playoff ball. And then he made a couple of like boneheaded possessions where all of a sudden he was like a black hole on offense. It was like the ball found Teague and Teague just started dribbling out there. And he was ended up taking shots late in the shot clock. And Middleton eventually had to just bring the ball up.
You know, I don't want to waste too much breath on Jeff Teague. Like I said, I respect his career. But he really shouldn't be playing if the stakes are this high. And you know, that kind of leads into like a bigger, more relevant topic. We haven't really talked much about Coach Bud yet. And Coach Bud, this game, coached exactly how he needed to. in the sense where every single time the opponent was really making a run, the Bucks called a timeout. Every single time the Hawks were getting just close enough, we kind of put a stop to the run. And there were times when the Bucks were letting the Hawks hang around, but it wasn't ever drastic. Like, this game, the Bucks had control of really from start to finish, and just thank God, you know? Like, thank the Lord.
I've got a question for you.
It didn't implode. Yeah, go for it.
Like Charles Barkley said, the Bucks are a bunch of nice guys. Do you feel like the Bucks are a bunch of nice guys and that's their inconsistency route?
You know, I think that's the culture in Milwaukee. I do. I think Bobby Portis helps that. I think Giannis is developing away from that, you know, super nice guy mentality. I think he's opening up a little bit more into that really just champion. And, yeah, you know, I think it's that is here. I do.
What year did Giannis bust out the mean mug?
The mean mug was got to be rookie year, man.
Yeah. like he always had it.
Rookie year meme mug is just unbelievable. With that being said, good Bucks, bad Bucks. Alex, good Bucks. Dos Mate.
Good Bucks. I mean, I've been talking about Brook Lopez all game, but I also saw PJ Tucker. I mean, he kind of flew under the radar because he didn't score 20 points with the other starters. But unbelievable defense, unbelievable minutes, and double-digit rebounds. PJ had 11 boards hustling. And how many minutes did he play, PJ? I mean, there was a lot of possessions when maybe you get a couple minutes out of Thanasis. You know, it looked ugly, and PJ comes back in. Yeah, 37 minutes. This guy is almost playing every minute for the Bucks, and he's kind of being a leader out there, defensive leader. Like, no matter what he's doing, you kind of trust him. PJ earned the trust in that Brooklyn series, and I think he's one of these unsung heroes right now who's kind of this glue, this fifth guy, because otherwise you got Pat in the starting lineup.
Pat.
He's huge, PJ Tucker.
21 minutes, 9 points.
Pat, that's some good Bucks.
That's some good Bucks, exactly. You know, he had a couple cheapy fouls. He does not get calls.
No.
He gets fouled all the time. He made a 3. You know, Pat's just one of these guys who continues to show that he's playable at a high level. When you need a team in a rotation of guys you can trust, whether that's schematically, you can't have defensive breakdowns at this high level, any possession could cost you. Whether it's skill-wise, you need a guy who can guard the, you know, the opposing wings and guards, at the same time provide ample help defense and, you know, has explosive leaping ability and can get you a 3-point shot and, like, you know, make a 3 free throw. He really brings a lot of skills to the table. He's not really exceptional in those skills, but he really brings a lot of skills to the table and also intangible. So I think that's my good Bucks. You know, Pat Connaughton once again doing his thing, and also just the team showing up really, really needed that. All they could do.
Woo!
They couldn't sweep the series in one game, right?
No.
All they could do is win one game. So they took care of business, and that's all you can ask for. Bad Bucks, Al.
Bad Bucks? Okay, I think the bad Bucks that I've kind of had with Bryn Forbes, I've just kind of become frustrated with this guy. Yes, he hit a 3 late. But, like, every time he gets the ball, he chucks it. He's like Toledovich.
We even asked, like, it's like Bucks fans, is Bryn Forbes the new Toledovich?
And it's just frustrating with this guy because it's like he had that Miami series in which he kind of became like a 3-point shooter because he had a couple games where he went off. But now he's kind of boxed himself in as the only way he can contribute in this series is by potentially making some threes. And he's taking a lot of looks that are questionable early in the shot clock. Like, I don't care if you're wide open.
There's no confidence.
There's 2 seconds there in the shot clock.
It just looks really bad. It makes him look really bad as a player because it's so one-dimensional. And if you look
one-dimensional.
If you look the other side of the court, you see a guy like Bogdan and you see a guy like Danilo Gallinari.
You see Kevin Huerter.
And these guys just have so much more confidence.
Game.
So much more swag. Not like that matters, but the confidence does matter. they have dribble ability where they can go through the legs and kind of keep their defender off balance a bit. They can pull up and shoot a three. And Brent Forbes can do all that, but he just doesn't, you know? So it's like, yeah. You look to the other side of the court, and there are guys that are just playing way, maybe... Brent Forbes is not playing up to his potential right now. He needs to kind of open up.
Yeah, it's like he kind of regressed after having a good series. He kind of, like, became... He almost fell in love with the three ball, and you live by it, you die by it, and you become ineffective. I think he's got to get back to... You know, doing what he does best, not only impacting the game defensively, but also attacking the rim, mid-range jumpers, and not just shooting at the first sign of touching the ball every time. It's like you can evaluate a good look and move the ball.
Yeah, I think Pat's ahead of Bryn Forbes in the rotation. But if Bryn Forbes can give us one of these Brook Lopez games, you know, just like a 20-point game, next game.
I'll eat my words, yeah. Game 7.
You know, honestly. So, just tremendous news all around on Giannis. My bad, bad Bucks. Trying to think. Let me think about bad Bucks. There are just a lot of times this team lets other teams hang around in games. Sometimes it comes back to haunt them. Sometimes it doesn't. It's just not a great habit. And hopefully the Bucks can play a tight game from start to finish. Tight game meaning fundamentally sound. You know, clamping down when need be, getting stops, building on leads, playing fundamentally sound, hitting your free throws.
Here's something to debate.
Go for it.
Are the Bucks better down the stretch without Giannis, knowing that they'll have most likely the ball in the hands of a better free throw shooter?
Well, that's the thing, Bucks fans, is there wasn't really any free throw worry today. There wasn't any free throw agony. It was zero.
It's going to Chris. Agony. It's going to Drew.
The whole rest of the team can shoot much better.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
No free throw agony today.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So really, game 6, we'll see what happens. You know, we'll keep posted, Bucks fans. Ike Bucks, we're going to have all the updates. Let us know what you think. Alex, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Game 5 was a lot of fun. It was It was good to see the guys without the main two stars actually, like, battle step it out there. You know, step up some players who normally don't get the limelight to get some major love and respect. Like, shout out Brooks, shout out Bobby, Chris, and Drew. Those four really stole the headlines. They stole from the first quarter. They all had, I think there was a point where they all each had two field goals in the game early on, and it was like that the whole way. They really played team basketball, good basketball. There was no scary free throw moments. And I think this team can do it. I think they can clear out and, you know, send Atlanta packing in game 6, even without Giannis. Even if Trae Young comes back, they can do it. And it's like, don't panic. You know, remain major optimism. Because if the Greek Freak comes back, this team is winning the championship. This prophecy is still alive. Oh, and yeah. And I'm enjoying it. Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it, and I'm loving it.
Well, the timing.
The timing.
There will be championship. There will maybe be championships.
Yep. And Bucks fans, thank you again for being with us every step of the way. I mean, it's so fun. We're giving away this framed, signed photo for you guys and girls and anyone around the world who wants to enter. It's free to enter.
Is it signed by?
It's signed by Giannis. And it's a filthy photo. And
signed Giannis photo. It's beautifully framed. $300
perfect
value
for any room or office. And
of course, 3 other certificates of authenticity.
Yeah, so, and we're going to send it to one of you. So just please send us a DM for the details on that on Ike_Bucks.
Do not miss that. Winner is getting selected at the end of the Hawks series. It's 3-2. It might even be one game left. So that means we could be announcing the winner at the conclusion of this game. So we'll be letting you know about that on IkeBucks on Twitter as well. So keep an eye out for that. But really, you guys should send IkeBucks a DM if you haven't yet. It's a great giveaway. It's open to everybody. You know, here's the thing, Bucks fans. One game away from the NBA Finals. Think about that. Close your eyes 1 second and just picture the Deer District. Thousands and thousands of people. The Forum. towels, shirts, packed
jerseys
to the brim, green throughout the streets, throughout the states, you know, flags flying. The Milwaukee Bucks are one game ahead of the NBA Finals. And not only that, they have a shot to win it. So they're up 3-2 in this series. There's just so much to look forward to. We want to thank everyone for joining. Easiest way you can help the show, just tell someone about this podcast. They like basketball. They've expressed an interest in basketball. If you're just looking for something to talk to someone about, bring up the Ike Bucks podcast. Say, yeah. You like Giannis? You hear about this Trae Young? Giannis, stars are out. Now these other teams, you know, teams, talented players are still going at it. Well, yeah, you might want to check this out.
It really gives us a, you know, a kick when we think about all of you, you know, listening around the world, wherever you're tuning in from.
People in Greece
going through this with us.
Yeah.
Like going through the Bucks, hot stuff, lost game five.
Talking to their friends about it, the UK, all the countries around the world, South America, Africa, you know, Asia.
Let the plant something.
Obviously America, obviously the beautiful state of Wisconsin and Milwaukee. Thank you so much for tuning in. But really, we'll be back real soon. We'll talk again real soon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure to enter the giveaway. Check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, 5-star rating. All that good stuff helps us out.
Bucks take game five, baby. Let's go.
Bucks take game five. Let's go. Until next time, we're out.
Fear the deer.
That's a mood.
Run away, say you're